As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Back here on a fun Friday edition of Sports Talk, a good Friday edition, and getting ready for our Easter weekend. Gentlemen, we've seen some great offensive tackles and former Saints offensive tackles retire. Teron Armstead, and now, no surprise, Ryan Ramczyk joining those ranks. Unfortunately, a debilitating knee issue caused the Ramczyk's career to be cut short, but man, oh man, he was a force when he was able to be on the field. It just, unfortunately, really towards the end too, just so many of that knee issue kept him sidelined, and you just saw him battling through stuff. I always laughed when I would see these guys on the sideline, you know, doing the Saints radio stuff, and you see the offensive linemen with their braces on their arms, their shoulders, on the knees, and just doing whatever they can to be on the field. Ryan Ramczyk definitely had that big knee brace on him trying to play through everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ryan's career is a good example of why, like, you know, when you say like, why are these players so intent on getting those contracts and making sure they're maximizing the value of their careers? Because NFL careers are fleeting, man. I mean, he basically had until 28, right? Like, some guys play later in their career. You know, Teron Armstead's career lasted a little bit longer. But, I mean, Ryan basically had 6 seasons in the NFL, kind of whatever you want to say. Like, his first 4 seasons, he was very healthy. He missed one game. And I think it was a rest day game. It was one of the, like, a Week 16 game that didn't mean anything. I think it was against the Panthers. But then, you know, he had that knee injury in 2021. But that was the year that, you know, Drew had retired. Sean stuck around. You know, Teron Armstead missed a bunch of games. Ramczyk missed a bunch of games. So he was playing a lot of games without either starting tackle. He came back the next year. And if you recall, there was a lot of rest days, right? Like, the Saints did everything they could
absolutely
to extend his career and try to create a scenario that he could fight through and be as healthy as possible. He got through. He played 16 games that year, right? Yeah. It wasn't perfect. He was battling a lot that year. But he got through it. The next year, that's when things started to pile up. And, you know, I remember talking to him in the locker room, you know, after the injury came out and he was going to miss a few games. And you could kind of see it on his face. Like, he was asked kind of straight up, like, do you think this could be career ending? And, you know, usually guys won't go down that path of, like, we'll find out. He was just basically straight up like, yeah, I've talked to doctors. They said that's definitely a possibility. And once you're willing to admit that about your own career, it's like, that's real, you know, and he never got on the field again. And it's a bummer because, you know, he's 30 years old now, right? That's, you know, it's not old. It's not young, but it's definitely not old. I mean, DeMario Davis.
5-6 years, you would think, as an offensive lineman.
You'd think he'd have a couple more years left. And, you know, I knew he was done the first time I saw him. You know, he hadn't retired, obviously, but last year I saw him on the field before a game. And he looked like he could play tight end. He probably dropped like 50, 60 pounds, which I'm sure was relative to the knee,
yeah,
and trying to take some weight off it. That's, I mean, you see a lot of these offensive linemen. They're not meant, people aren't meant to be 300 pounds. Like, they're 300 pounds because they have to be. And you see, like, a guy like Joe Thomas, he's like a fitness model now.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's not unusual. But it is unusual for a guy who's technically not retired. That's why it was kind of weird. But no, it's a shame. At the same time, yeah, you look at that 2017 draft, and I think Ryan is often the afterthought,
yeah,
in that way where, you know, you just got him from day one. he never missed a beat. And we've seen like Trevor Penning, right? Like Trevor Penning was a guy that you brought in as a first round pick. A lot of development had to happen. Ryan came in as about the surest thing you can have. The funny thing is like his most recent tweet was a draft night tweet saying, I'm ready to get to work. He hasn't tweeted again since then.
A man of many words.
But no, it's easy to forget, like 2 years earlier, three, I can't remember, but the Saints had a similar situation where they had two first round picks. The second pick was Stephon Anthony, right? This time, you know, it was a boom or bust pick. They picked a high floor guy in 2017, and, you know, he is as big a reason as anybody not named Breeze that team won the most games in the NFL over the next 4 years, that team won four straight NFC South titles, had a bunch of playoff success, obviously didn't get to the Super Bowl, which is a disappointment for anyone during that era of Saints football. But, no, it was a great career for him, so, you know, congrats to him.
Questions about the offensive line. Maybe that's what the Saints do at pick overall at number 9.